to Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada and all of the previous acharyas and all of the assembled Vaishnavas, I would like to welcome you to Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Temple. We are most honored and grateful that you have taken this time from your busily traveling schedule to visit our very simple temple here in Bombay. Srila Prabhupada put a tremendous amount of his life's energy in this city of Bombay. In fact, he spent more time here than any other city in all of the world. And he really considered that if the people of India took Sanatan Dharma as their life and soul, that they could change the whole world. And he considered that Bombay was the most important city in India because it had such tremendous influence. So Srila Prabhupada spent much time here just before he left for America, and many years he spent performing great austerities to develop Sri Sri Radha Ras Bihari's temple in Juhu and cultivating the people of Bombay. So Srila Prabhupada really entrusted this project to His Holiness Giriraj Maharaj, who took this service as his life and soul. And we are somehow or other trying to assist in some small way in this beautiful temple that Srila Prabhupada has given us. The essence of Krishna consciousness is to always remember Krishna. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taught us the process by which we can perfect our religious principles in the age of Kali by hearing the glories of the Lord and chanting His holy names. The Srimad Bhagavatam describes how the powerful medicine of Krishna Katha, the sound vibration of Krishna's names and glories, is the only means by which the fever of material attachment, which is the source of all suffering, can be eliminated. And it is for this reason Srila Prabhupada put so much of his life's energy into translating these books, to give all generations for all time to come of devotees within his movement so much material to hear about and to discuss. Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Nectar of Devotion, Ishopanishad, and so many other great literatures. And he also asked his disciples and grand disciples to also translate these great Vedic literatures so that throughout our day we could keep our consciousness always filled with the sound vibration of Harikatha. In the society around us, all over the world, there are innumerable distractions trying to divert our attention away from Krishna through sound vibration. There is so much music and so many newspapers and magazines and popular books, and there is televisions and cinemas and so many politicians making so many promises and people talking about everything of the phenomena of this material world. And the result of such sound vibration is the repetition of birth and death. That is all. But the pure, holy sound vibration of the glorification of the Supreme Personality of Godhead brings about the result of eternal life, of bliss and knowledge. Maharaj Parikshit and Shukadev Goswami are discussing in 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam how only a person who is the killer of his own soul or the killer of animals will not be attracted to hearing the beautiful narrations of Krishna. Those who are too much attached to their material senses and to their false egos, they are wasting their lives. In this way, they are considered to be killers of their own souls. Such persons cannot truly be attracted to hearing the glories of the Lord. But when people come into the association of genuine devotees and learn to hear Harikatha in such association, gradually the attraction to chant the glories of the Lord, to remember the Lord, awakens in our heart. And it is that attraction that is the medicine that will cure all the diseases of this age of Kali. There is so much cruelty and greed, so much pride and lust, so much corruption in this age. No one is happy. And those who think they are happy, it is just a matter of a few moments of time until they realize the miserable situation that they're living in. But we must take very seriously. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu basically taught us this: how to hear and chant the glories of the Lord in the association of devotees, and how to preach those glories to expand the influence of Krishna consciousness amongst the conditioned souls. This is the sublime and joyful method that Lord Chaitanya has given us: chanting, dancing, and feasting. And if we always keep this principle in the forefront of our spiritual life, there is no power of Maya that can in any way disturb our progress back home, back to Godhead. Srila Prabhupada put the ultimate emphasis on hearing the glories of the Lord and chanting His holy names. By attentively chanting our japa every day and having wonderful, wonderful, blissful kirtans, we can find the pleasure of the spiritual world even in this very life. And our temples are meant to demonstrate the joy of Krishna consciousness to the world. And that joy is the joy that will attract our souls back to Krishna. And we are very much happy that you have come to make our day joyful by chanting and dancing with us in Sri Sri Radha Gopinath's temple. I pray that you have a wonderful spiritual experience at Sri Calcutta for Srila Prabhupada's Mahavyas Puja, his 100th birth anniversary, in the very place that he appeared in this world. You are all very fortunate. We would like to go, but we are obliged to remain in his office serving him. Srila Prabhupada said that Bombay was his office, and there is so much office work to do that we will be celebrating Mahavyas Puja here. But I pray that Srila Prabhupada and Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu's most auspicious blessings shower upon you, and that you experience the great mercy of our founder Acharya during your auspicious travels through India. Hare Krishna. And of Srila Prabhupada, the day after I returned to India, the premier showing was at Juhu, where we all had the good fortune of seeing the first episode. And Srila Bhakti Charu Maharaj, he melted the hearts of all the devotees by his unlimited devotion to Srila Prabhupada. So you are very fortunate under the care of such great souls as Bhakti Charu Maharaj and Giriraj Maharaj. And my aspiration is always to be the servant of their servants. So if you allow me to be your servant, then my desire will be fulfilled. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki.